Hi, this is Derek from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinion towards public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Yes. As a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
A Democrat.
Okay. And what are the chances you will be voting November general elections for president, Senate, Congress, and other office? Are you certainly voting? Probably. Chances 50-50 or will not vote?
Certainly.
All right. And would you please tell me your age?
I'm 75.
75. All right. In Florida, the media describes people either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction? Excuse me. Oh. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Sorry about that. Would that be in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong.
Wrong? Okay. Now, thinking about the election for Congress, would you, for you, the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. Now, I would like to ask you your impression of some people and organizations that may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them or somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable. Now, if you don't recognize them or never heard of them, please say so. Now, Darren Soto?
Positive.
Positive. Is that somewhat a little bit of both?
Sorry?
Is that would be a little bit of both or just don't recognize him?
A little bit of both for Darren Soto?
Okay.
And no, I think he's wonderful.
Oh, okay. Very favorable then.
Very, yes.
Okay. Project 2025?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Favorable somewhat or very?
I'd say very. Very.
And Kamala Harris?
Very.
MAGA Republicans?
Terrible.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Favorable. Very or somewhat?
I'd say very.
Very. And Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Very. Okay. Ron DeSantis?
Very unfavorable.
And Thomas Chalifoux?
I don't know that name.
Okay. Never heard of it. Okay. Now, thinking about that, the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve or somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Now, thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman for the district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Kamala Harris.
And if the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Powell, Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
I like Debbie Powell.
All right. Debbie Powell. Now, the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, or Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate. Which one would you vote for?
Oh, Darren Soto.
Darren Soto. Okay. As you may know, there will be also an amendment for the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, the amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto. He's a current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation to expand health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto has helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin for $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Now, Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. And the second one is Colonel Thomas Chalifoux, an experienced business owner, decorated military veteran who served over 30 years. Colonel has put America first by enforcing law necessary for securing the borders against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight the fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent for foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifoux will take his experience in small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Now, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, Republican, and Darren Soto, Democrat candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
All right. And which of the following issues do you think is most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I'm going to read a list. Just choose one. Making owning a home more affordable, making health care affordable for working families, lowering grocery prices, ending gun violence epidemic, bringing down rent price, protection of Social Security and Medicare, promoting traditional values in school, lowering inflation and gas price, protecting abortion rights, creating jobs, increasing wages in Central Florida, improving 1-4 traffic congestions in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, or securing our borders.
Healthcare.
Healthcare. Okay, that one helps. Okay. And which is the next most important? Making owning a home, home more affordable, lowering grocery prices?
Abortion rights.
Abortion rights. Okay, let me see that one. Upgrading. Abortion rights. All right, Ernest. Now, moving forward, let me read some recent people give for voting for candidates for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing recent do you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Thomas Chalifoux is a fiscal conservative who will rein out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Would that be very convincing somewhat or no effect?
No effect.
And Thomas Chalifoux will put an end on the border crisis that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Is there something there that says very stupid?
There's no effect.
Yeah.
Now, Thomas Chalifoux will support the Trump-backed America First policy that prioritizes American citizens. As a veteran who served over 30 years, Chalifoux will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veterans' homelessness.
I don't think that's what Trump is doing, so no.
All right. Now, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs, cap out pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower health care costs for everyone. Is that very convincing somewhat or no effect?
Very convincing.
Okay. Now, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun law backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring about 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Hmm. And that's together with gun control?
Mm-hmm. Supporting the gun laws backed by sheriffs. That'd be very convincing somewhat or no effect?
I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. Now, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
You started out saying that he would be opposed to that?
Yeah, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
I'm very in favor of that.
Very convincing.
Yeah.
All right. Now you heard a little bit more. The election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalfant, the Republican candidate, or Darren Soto, Democratic candidate. Which one would you vote for?
Darren Soto.
All right. Now let me read some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if it would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would have virtually no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been rubber stamped for the Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increase that target our small businesses. Think that would have some serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubt that he did that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think he did that.
All right, so no effect?
I guess so.
All right. Now, Chalfant called for a, quote, complete overhaul of existing health care system, that Affordable Care Act, which would roll back health care for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Would that be serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
What would I say if I think that's ridiculous?
No effect?
I guess so. Because, I have serious doubts about him doing that.
Serious doubts? Okay, so that's serious doubts.
Yeah.
Okay. As a chairman of Osceola County School Board, Thomas Chalfant voted to give himself a 3.8 pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Think that's serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
I'm not sure what serious doubt means. I think that's terrible that he did that.
Okay. Now, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier. And we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Would that be...
So if I'm saying serious doubt, I'm saying that statement is ridiculous, right?
Yes.
Yes, so then I seriously doubt that statement.
Now, Thomas Chalfant personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. There'd be no serious doubts, some doubts, no effect on voting for that statement?
I guess no doubt.
No doubt. And mega landlord Thomas Chalfant went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up courts pursuing a host of small claim suits.
I'm having trouble with the wording of the answers.
Well, you think that's serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect on what
I'm seriously doubting the statement? Is that what he's saying? Or I'm seriously doubting that he did it?
Uh-huh.
What am I doubting?
Your serious doubts about it, that statement, it's concerning, or some doubts concerning, or no effect?
Well, I think it's terrible if he did that.
Uh-huh, so it'll be like a serious doubt. Now, just finishing up here now, you have heard a little bit more of an election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalfant, Republican, or Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate. Which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Are you an independent Pollster, yeah. Or are you?
Yeah, we're an independent, independent research company.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just curious.
Now,
okay.
What is your primary source of national political news?
My primary source?
Like your local network?
No.
Talk radios?
Probably talk radio and late night monologues.
Okay. Now, thinking back to the 2020 president election, did you vote Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
Just a few questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
Master's.
Master's. And do you, do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
No. Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Liberal. Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very. All right. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for participating. Have a
okay.
All right.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye.